the Elish Mois B'nei Yisrael, the Vav HaChibur is Mechaber between Sefer Shmois and Sefer Bereshis, V'Elish Mois. Vav Mois of Alinim Rishon. If you do it, the Ramban, he gives a name to each one of the Svarim, Sefer Bereshis is Sefer HaYitzira, Sefer Vayikra is Mishneh Torah, Sefer Bamidbar is called Sefer HaPekudim, Sefer Dvarim is called Mishneh Torah, but interestingly, Sefer Shmois he calls Sefer HaSheni. Sefer HaSheni is a modern nomen. The Tzveite. Kilu, it's a Tofel. So the Netziv says Taich, others speak about this also, it's not Stam Sefer HaSheni. Sefer Bereshis is Sefer HaYitzira. And Sefer Shmois is Sefer Yitzira HaSheni. There's another Yitzira. There was the Yitzira of the Brias HaOlam, of Sheshes and Mebreshes, of the Teva. And then there was Takanochamo, Klal Yisrael's creation is a Sefer Yitzira. So it's not Stam Sefer HaSheni. It's Sefer Yitzira and Sefer Yitzira HaSheni. Other Rishonim use a different sprach. If Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer HaYitzira, Sefer Bereshis is also called Sefer HaZriya. Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer HaAvos, as opposed to Sefer Shemois is called Sefer HaBonim. The concept of Bereshis Luma Shemois also is to be Maitzi Mehakech El Apoyo. We know that the Bereshis Rabbah brings that in the beginning of Bereshis it says Oyer five times in the first day of creation. The first two times that it says Oyer, the Medrash says that the five times that it says Oyer is connected to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. But what are the first two times? Vayoymer Alikim Yehi Oyer. Vayehi Oyer. That's Sefer Bereshis, Sefer Shemois. To bring out the potential, Sefer Bereshis, Avada starts off talking about all the Koychavim. Sefer Shemois is also about Koychavim. Klal Yisrael is Nimshalu LeKoychav. I also brought down if Bereshis is Maisa Shemayim V'Oretz, Shemois is Rosh HaTevis, Tachlis Maisa Shemayim V'Oretz. It's the purpose. The Tachlis of Maisa Shemayim V'Oretz of Bereshis is to get to Shemois. Now a very stark theme, specifically in Parsha Shmois, Lav Dafka the Sefer, is Kishmoi, Kain Hu, it's about names. The Parsha starts off giving us the names of the Shvatim, then it's Nisgala, the Shmoi of Moshiach Shal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, and who he is. Then later on in the Parsha is the Shmoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisgala with the Shein Eya Asher Eya, Zeh Shmi La'olam, Zeh Zichri L'dor Dor, Shmoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's also the Shmoy of Klal Yisrael, Eilu Shmoyz B'nei Yisrael. The names of B'nei Yisrael, and that B'nei Yisrael as a nation is called Yisrael. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis. Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyas L'Torah. Because B'etzim every Neshama, the Shishim Riboy Oisiyas of the Torah is connected to the Shishim Riboy Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, the Bechin of Yisrael, the Reis of HaKadshibrich Uchadu. Yes, you can ask that there aren't Shishim Riboy Oisiyas in the Torah, but the Chasam Sofer and others explain there are much less than 600,000 letters. But some letters count to more than one. A lamid is made out of a chaf and a vav. A shin is made out of three vavs. An aleph is a vav with two yuds. That's the tsura of the ois. Akoponim, there's cheshbon to come out that it's taka shishim riboy, and that's the shmois of all the different shmois that's in the parsha. The names of the shvatim, the name of Hashem, the name of Moshe, the name of the Klal Yisrael. Another pshat I saw, what does it mean? Vav, vi'ela. We talked on the whole arichas now that it's connected, it's a hemshich. Adover Hanoisef to Sefer Bereshis, but the Vav Moisef is also going on Shechinta Begalus. The Klal Yisrael is Yerdon and Mitzrayim. The Vav Moisef is Meramis. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yorad le Golus Imohim. And the emphasis, the Sfarim explained, it says Eilish Mois Bnei Yisrael Abba Mitzrayma, not Mitzrayim, Mitzrayma. Mitzrayma is Gematria Shechina, 385. Gematria Shechina. Because the Bnei Yisrael were born Mitzrayma, specifically to Goshen. They weren't found all over Mitzrayim. Yes, we're going to explain that they were also commanded in the Chamishim Shari Tuma, but Be'etzim, they were supposed to be in a Mokim Mitzrayma, which is Hashras Hashchina, and even over there, Leishinu, and they blight connected. The Baal HaTurim over here says a remez, on the beginning, the Eilu Shmois Bnei Yisrael, he says it's a remez for the Inyan of Shnayim Mikavecha Targum. In the Gemara in Brachas, they just learned it in the Daf Yomi. A person that learns Shnayim Mikavecha Targum is Zoichel Arichas Yomim. As they say in the Gemara, it's a Segula. People are looking for Segulas for Arichas Yomim. The Gemara says, Kolamash Mepashiyosav Ematzibor Marichin layom uvushnoisev. I heard the pshat is because sometimes someone says, I don't have time, I have Seder Aleph, I have Chazor, I have the Masechta from last year, I have his Mishnah Berurah Seder. I don't have time for Shnayim, Mikra, Verech HaTarach, you know. So you tell him, Kol HaMashmah Pashri Yosef Im HaTzibur, Ma'arichim LaYom Av Shnayisav, you're not going to lose out. No. Over the emes is there's a Shaila, this Din of Shnayim, Mikra, Verech HaTarach, it's a Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Reish Peivok, and El Chashabas is brought down. It's a Doiraisa, it's a Dorabonon, it's a Chig of Gomer. What is it exactly? So it's interesting because the Torah, the Baal HaTurim brings a remez in the Elish Mois B'nai Yisroel, a Rosh HaTevis. The Eila, the Odom Asher Loimid HaParsha Shmois, Shnayim Mikro, the Echot Targum, B'nai Yisroel, B'koil Noim Yoshir, that's B'nai Yisroel, Yich Yishonim Rabbi Sukim Loilam. A remez for Elish Mois B'nai Yisroel. The Emes is though the Levush already in the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, he brings the Elish Mois, similar, but he says a drop different. Ve'ele v'chayiv odom likreis haparsha shnayim mikra v'chatarim v'chayiv. There's a diak niflu. The Baal HaTurim didn't say v'chayiv because you know the Shulchan Aruch says chayiv. The Torah doesn't. The Torah says tzarech lizoher, a different lashon. I don't know if it's a chayiv gomer. The Torah is the Baal HaTurim l'shitasa. His remez doesn't say ve'ele v'chayiv odom loimer haparsha. Well, it doesn't say v'chayiv. It's v'odom asher loimer haparsha is going to have arichus yomim. Why is the remez dafka over here? I mean, over here is the Rosh HaTevis of the Elish Mois, but the Baal HaTurim brings it over here. I have a shaila. In Parshas Vayigash, it already said the Elish Mois b'nei Yisroel. Over there, there's no Baal HaTurim that it's a remez for Shnayim Mikavech HaTargum. Ulai dafka when you come to a new sefer, there's a whole shaila remez in the poiskim if you're still holding in Toldos or Noyach, or you know, do you try to catch up and stay perpetually 4 weeks behind? Or do you make a fresh start? I'm not paskening what you should do. But maybe there's a remez over here, you know, at the onset of a new sefer, an opportunity, ve'elish mois, a chizik for the inyan of shnayim mikavecha targum. Ve'ele, the Zohar says, ve'ele is gematria 42. That's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that one of the names, we're talking about Parsha Shmois, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the Shmoisev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a special name that has 42 letters. The Gemara talks about it in a few places, a very deep Kabbalistic name, the Shem Mem Bei Zoysius. Toysus in Chagiga brings in the beginning of the second parak this Shem. He says it's in the first two Pesukim of Bereishis, and the Sfarim explain it's the first letter of Bereishis is Beis, and then there's 42 letters till the Beis of Vavoyu. Toyu Vavoyu. From the Beis of Bereishis till the Beis of Vavoyu is 42 letters. Ve'ela is Meramis. Ve'ela, Vav Moisef is Meramis that on the is Matri 42. It's also the remez of the names in the Moirid Ketfila of Ona Bekoyach Gedulas Yimencha Vachulei. That the Rosh HaTevis, there are 42 words in the Tefila of Ona Bekoyach. The Rosh HaTevis of the Tefila of Ona Bekoyach is also going on the shame of the Mem Beis. Shame of Mem Beis. Now, Achshar Dora, in the past few hundred years, Akoponin, this is not found so much in the Midrashim and in the Chazals, but it's Shoivivim. And I heard that the Pshat of the Arizal was Mevayer, that maybe in three of the Kedoyrus it wasn't necessary as much. They already had Aryeh. They already had Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah. And at the culmination of Bereishis is Vayomos Yosef, Ben Meir of Eser Shonim. Yosef was Nifter on Hashanah Rabbah. And that was the end of it. But now requires more. Another 42 days. Ve'ele! 42. Shoivivim is 42 days. Shashmois Ve'ere Boy, Vishalach, Yisra, Mishpatim. Is another 42 days. It's ve'ela, another extra 42 days of chizik. Time to be mechazik and shnayim mechavek atarim. Time to be mechazik bechlal and limud haTorah. As the Zohar Be'etzim says, that it says in the parasha, vayimorru eschayeyem b'avoyde koshe. Bechoymer v'lveinim b'avoyde basodi. He explains all of these things. You can have meriris from all kind of shrekel chazakim, but the emes is, if a person chooses, he can have it b'avoyde koshe is b'kushya. Bechoymer, kal v'choymer. The Levenim, Zu Libun Halacha, the Chalavoyda Basode, Sode Zu Braisa, outside. Every word in this pasuk in the Vayimaros Chayim is going on a Gevissa Musang and a Darga and Limar HaTorah. That's the time during these Membeis Yomim to be Mechazak Taki and Limar HaTorah. Vayomis Yosef, the Chalacha, we already mentioned last week that the last pasuk in Parshas Berei in Vayichi in the end of Bereishis, Vayomis Yosef. And now again, over here in Pasuk Vav, Vayomis Yosef, what's Tzveimo? Tzvei Binim, a brisker mahalach. Because we explained that Yosef has the bechina of Av, and as Sefer Bereishis being Sefer Ha'avos, so Vayomis Yosef, the culmination of Sefer Bereishis, Vayomis Yosef, the Av Yosef, But now we're talking about Sefer Rabbonim, is Vayomas Yosef v'chol echov. We know though that Yosef was nifter the youngest. Yosef was nifter at the age of 110. And the Gemara says in Bros, why was Yosef nifter young? Mibnei ma meis Yosef lefnei echov, mibnei shehinig atmai v'rabbonis. Being the stellar of having the misra, the srora, takes away from life. Shloisha dvarim, the Gemara says, mekatzrin yomu v'shnoisef shalodom. Right? I guess in Umma said, we just said, shnayim mekavecha targum is the chizik for that. But Misha Manik Atmay Virabonas. Oyma the Rabonash Makaveras is Balaya, the Gemara says in Psochim. The Chidah brings that he says it on the Yavitz, that the Yavitz, at least Petchilas Yomav, he was very mocked, but he didn't want to have a Misra Rabonas. He didn't want to have a Shteller to be an Av Bezdin, to be a Rav, to be something. He says, the Gemara says, it's Makatzeres Yomav. He says, every day in Birchus HaShachar, he makes a bracha, Shaloy Asani Goy, and then Shaloy Asani Oved, Av Bezdin, Aleph Beis Valid, Shaloy Asani Oved. He made a bracha, Shaloy Asani Av Bezdin, because it's Makatzer Yomav Vishnoisev, Shalodom. Huh, what? What's Pshat? It's Makatzer. So the Rishonim there says, because it leads to Gaiva, and then Mele, he's not Makusha to it. The Gemara says in Soita Daf Yir Aleph, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Rav Simoi, that there were three people that were by this Eitzah. Eoyv, Yisroi, and Bilam. Paroi said, Havan Ischak Maloi, he wants to make an Eitzah, and that Bilam, Yisroi, and Eoyv are going to be in this Eitzah of what to do with the Yidden. And the Gemara says, Bilam Shi Yo Atznerag. Bilam is the one that gave the Eitzah, he got killed. Eoyv sheshosak nidin biyisurim. Yisroi was barach zochum ibnei bonav sheyeshma belishka sagozis. Rashi over this tells that there's a stira. Because if Bilam was by this Eitzah, that means Bilam, who avada is around when Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim and are in the Midbar, obviously this Bilam is living for a few hundred years. This does not stem with a Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Kuvav that says on the pasuk of Anshe Domit Umirma Lo Yechetzu Yemeim that Bilam died at the age of 33 or 34. Lo Yechetzu Yemeim, not even half of 70. So how could it be Lo Yechetzu Yemeim, only 33, 34? This doesn't stem with the fact that Bilam is at this original Eitzah. So Rashi says it's Taka Machloikis in different Midrashim. It anyways have to be. We know that there are some that say that Bilam is Lavan, or Bilam is the son of Lavan, but Akapon Ben Zichar, he's way before. Bilam was the uncle of Lavan? Did you say he wasn't Bakant? Like, Bilam is the uncle of Lavan? I don't understand what that means. But
uncle of Basur. Uncle of Basur.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know who this is. But Akoponim, then it's not the same one as Bilam. Yisroi was Shosak. There's a famous Shmuz from Chaim Shmulevitz. Yisroi, what was he supposed to do? He didn't run away. He didn't give the Eitzah, but he kept quiet. What should he have done? He should have screamed. Asetut vei Shreitman. And all the Yisurei Yiv, which causing him a lot of tsar, that he's krechtsing and he's complaining. That's the Geshrei, that's the krechts that he should have done when he heard about the tsar of the Yidden. It's Mida Keneged Mida. The Yisurei Yiv is Mida Keneged Mida. Anyways, they have this Eitzah and they realize that there might be a Mashiach Shal Yisrael, so he makes a Gzeira. He saw with the Itztaginim that it was born the Mashiach Shal Yisrael, so he says, Kol Abena Yeloida Ya'orit HaShlichu. Rabbi Yonis and Aibish, it says, why dafka did they throw them into the Ya'or? There are many, you know, different ways of killing them. What's the meaning of throwing them into the Ya'or? So he says, we're going to speak about this later in the parashas of the Makis. The Mitzrayim were very powerful in Kishif. Now the way Kishif works, Kishif is a bedimian that it looks like something else, but when it falls water on it, water is mahapech, the Kishif back to its original state. So Pari was worried that maybe the Bnei Yisrael are hiding the child, and they took it as a block etz, a piece of wood, and with Kishif made it look like a child, and he's going to kill that, and really it's not the child, and really they're saving the child. So the first thing he did is we're going to throw it into the Yor. If it's really a block etz, then it's going to turn back into its original form. That's how we test it to make sure that it's taka from the Bnei Yisrael. It's Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi. Vayikach es bas Levi. We have here the Torah is being mitayr, the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amram, the father of Moshe, married his aunt. He married Bas Levi Yochevet, who was the 70th, the Shivim Nefesh from the original Shoyrish the Keshivim. He married his aunt. We have to work out if a Ben Noach is mutter to marry Doidosei. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it's not a problem because it was only Doidosei Menaim not the Gdusim in Av, and Benoyach is not Osir as such. That's a Benoyach issue. But then there's another Shaila that we know, that we've been speaking all the parashas, that the Avos kept the whole Torah. How is it that Amram was marrying Doidosai Avad in Hilchas, in Yiddish, Alpi Torah, it's Osir. And this goes together with Yaakov marrying two sisters. It's always brought down together as a set. It's Yaakov, Nosa, Vei, Zachoyes, Ve'amram, Nosa, Doidosai. Various has bear him how this is possible. But they came to this conclusion that this is the way to create Takam, Mashiach, and Shal Yisrael. Al Pisoid, Koidim, and Torah, you could make Cheshbonis. The Rambam, in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, says, Al Shisha Dvar Mitzvah Adam Harishan. Adam Harishan, the original, got six Chiyuvim. That's seven, six. Avay Dezor, Berkas Hashem, Shvich, Hizdomim, Arayis, Gezel, and Dinim. Noyach was Moisif, a seventh halacha, that it was Nistoisif by Noyach, Abram and Achai. Adam Rishon didn't have it because he wasn't allowed to eat meat bechlal. And then the Rambam continues. Avraham Avinu was Moisif, Shachris, and Mila. Yitzchak was Moisif, Mincha, and Maisris. Yaakov was Moisif, Mayriv, and Gidan Noshe. The Rambam does not bring what the Medrash, who similarly talks about this, Yehuda was Moisif, the mitzvah of Yibum. The Rambam doesn't bring it. It's a whole shayla of the Yibam by Yehuda v'Tamar was taka koydim antayru d'ki Yibam or la'achra ma'antayru d'ki Yibam. What was the gedder of the Yibam? But the Rambam doesn't bring it. And then the Rambam continues. Uve Mitzrayim nitzava Amram mitzvahs yaseiris. Amram was the god Lador and Amram was Moisef some extra mitzvahs. And eventually Moshe Rabbein was the rabbi. Rabbis Dubar on what was Amram's mitzvah? What was Nischadish in Amram? So some want to say it's the sugi of Gerishin, Kedushin, and Machzor Grishos in all those topics, because Be'etzim, what happened there is, Amram was Be'emes married to Yocheved. He had two children, Miriam and Aaron, and then he divorced her. And then Miriam tells him, he takes her back. He takes her back. It says in the Medrash that Aaron and Miriam were dancing in front of them. There's a whole Shaila that's by Yezibit Shani, when someone gets remarried to someone else, if the first spouse was Niftel, let's say, or Gerishin, do the children go to the wedding? It's a big tumult. Do the children go to a second wedding? Yeah, no, different sheetahs ask you off. But they would arrive, the Medrash, Aaron and Miriam, right in the Fnayim. Shkoyach! It's their parents. It's not as if Shani marrying somebody else, it's their parents getting remarried. But the Shaila is, how does it stim? The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron had two half brothers named Eldad and Medad. Eldad and Medad were the half-brothers of Moshe, but there's a steer in the Medrash. Who were Eldad and Medad? Were they half-brothers of Moshe and Aaron because they were sons of Amram from a different marriage? That's one Medrash. But in the Daskenim, it's actually in the Vura that no, they're the sons of Yocheved, who when Amram married her, divorced her, she did not listen to Amram's takana and went and did marry someone else, Abitzafim ben Paranoch. She had the children Eldad and Medad, but then the promise, so how does Amram take her back? It's Mavzuk Rishosoi Mishanisis. It's also a problem because the Gemara says in Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labeten, he was the third child. According to this, he was Yocheved's fifth child. But how does he take her back? Someone wanted to tell me that he wasn't Machadish Mavzuk Rishosoi, he was Machadish Gerishin and Kedushin, and not Mavzuk Rishosoi. You have to know the Gedarim. What? Ah, it's not Chal. It's not Chal. Well, Yaakov's Kedushin to Rav Leah wasn't Chal. It's a Gloybe. Anyway, she sees Moshe Rabbeinu. They're trying to hide him because there was a Gezerah and they put him into the Yar and the Teva. And Miriam is watching Lidea. My also like, she wants to see what's going to be with Seif and the Vuasa. And Bisya Basparai, who happens to be, wants to be Megayer now with all of her Narisea. She wants to be Nitbal from Gilulei Beis Aviyah. She's coming to be Megayer. And she's the one that Zoicha to Taka be Moshiyan of Moshe Rabbeinu, who ends up being Moshiyan Shal Yisrael. There's a Medrash that Bisya was not the daughter of Pare. She was adopted. And she actually had a twin sister named Tzipora, who was also adopted by Yisrael and Pare, who we mentioned before were part of this Eitzah. And these were two sisters, that one was adopted by Yisrael, one was adopted by Pari, and both end up having a connection with Moshe Rabbeinu. One saves his life, and one is the one that ends up marrying him afterwards.
The Shechus was having with Pari.
Yeah, it's all connected to Pari.
She's only Zeicha.
Yeah, okay, that's how it goes.
It's not the
everyone is Zeicha, what is Zeicha? Now she asks, Bisya tells Miriam, maybe I should get a Menekes Mina Ivriois. Because it says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be made Yoinek because as it brought Pesha Osed Ladabra Mashchina Yinoik Dover Tomei. And it's very interesting because there's a Mefurash Halacha in Yerudei and Simon Pei Aleph. It says the Ramah brings that you shouldn't be yoinik. It's preferable not to be yoinik from a meinekes mitzri. And the Gra and the Bira Gra brings this halacha. Pesha osla davra mashchina. And the Velt asks, you have a raya from here that you're not supposed to be yoinik. It says over here on Moshe Rabbeinu because it was a bezunder azach, pesha osla davra mashchina. Stam zayir chayn yankel, yeah! It says over here special on Moshe Rabbeinu, pesha osla davra mashchina. So they say over from Yaakov Kamenetsky, there's other Nisroisi, but he says over the Nisroisi, he says, the Yisoid and Chinuch to a Yiddish child, you have to realize every single baby is the potential of Pesha Osu L'Dabra Mashchina. He's going to learn by Einstender, Tairis Hashem, that Pesha Osu L'Dabra Mashchina, that also shouldn't be Yoinik from Meinekes Mitzris. Now, the Torah skips sort of like 80 years, and now Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years later. Where exactly he was, I don't know, he was the king of Kush for a couple of years. He was doing a whole bunch of different things. And it's now 80 years later, he hasn't been in contact, he ran away. And now he has the Mara of the Sneh. The Mara of the Sneh is a very tifa sugya. The Rabbi Yishlan tells him, Shal na'olecha me'al raglecha ki yadur, Reb Chaim Volozhin, in a few places explains that the neshama of a person is Roishon Magia Hashemayma, and it's not really mamish, you know, compacted inside your guf. Person says, point to your neshama, he points to his chest. That's not what your neshama is. The guf is only is your guf is a nal to the neshama. It's covering the lowermost tip edge of the neshama. The neshama is much larger than that. And Moshe Rabbeinu was being told, Shalma Alecha, remove yourself from your nal. Be mispashit. You're getting now to such a high madrega of nevuah, so be mispashit from your guf. And that's why, as the Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, it says Moshe, Moshe, without a hefsek. By Avram, Avram, it says it with a hefsek. But Cholif and Avram was a little bit still connected to the Gashmis. Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Mikol Adam, which is not a coincidence. It's the types that he's in Gansin Menutik from his Gashmis Tekechelik, and therefore he's able to be Shalom Alecha and remove himself from his guf and be Masig Musogim of Hasogas Habayri. The Emes, it's a Shaila. We know that one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna is to be minded that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is a fundamentally different level than the other Nevi'im. Aspaklar Yahami'ira. Did he have that darga here by the Sneh? That's a big machloikis. It's a big machloikis. There are those that say that Avada, the darga of Aspaklar Yahami'ira, was only by Sinai, by Matan Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu is Makabal the Torah, that's where he perceives and receives and is Masig, the darga's Nevuah of Aspaklari on the era that makes him fundamentally different than the other Nevi'im. But others learn know that already by the snare, already by the snare, Moshe Rabbeinu was being masik over here, the concept of Shal Nolecha and having a shaykhis to a darg of Nevuah that wasn't shaykh from before. Now, Vayar Hashem Kisor Lerois, the Hafla explains over here that there is 260. There are 10 Havayas. Yudke Bavki is 26. The musik that Moshe Rabbeinu over here is seeing over here is Sor Lerois. He's seeing already the darg of 10 Havayis. But the emes, when Moshe Rabbeinu was having a shak of atar, he says, I don't want to be the shliach. He says, you can send it with Pinchas and Eliyahu. Eliyahu is 52, 2 Havayis. Pinchas, same as Yitzchak, is 208, is 8 Havayis, together 10 Havayis. You don't need me, let's go straight to the Gula Sida. Why are we going through this process? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you're telling me the snare, I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim, they have to come out early, you meant to Shari Tumma, because then they're going to have to be going in Golos again. Let's skip the whole project. Let's go to Sar Lerois. Let's go straight to Eliyahu Pinchas, who will be the Gula Hashleman. That's it. Why can't we skip that step? Moshe Rabbeinu is Mizgala to Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgala to Moshe Rabbeinu, and is Megala a certain shame, which the Pasuk says, Eya Asher Eya, and then again by Yemerki Eya Imach. The Gemara says in Brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Eya Asher Eya, that war, that I'm going to be with them in this Golos and I'm going to be with them in future Golos. Moshe Rabbeinu says don't even bring up the extra tzaras afterwards. So he changes it to Eya. But this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Gematria 21. When you double it, it's Gematria 42, which we talked about already. The Mem Beis Oisius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it's multiplied by 3, that's already 63. That's the name. That's the amount the Balaturim says over here. The Oisios in the names of the Shvatim is 50 Oisios, and the names in the Ovois is 13 Oisios, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, together is 63. It goes on, every one of the multiples of this name has a concept, although in 21 times 21 is emes, is gematria emes. In the Yid's tefillin, there are 21 shemes havaya connected to shemeya. You have tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. So together, it's taka 42. And there's grace and yonim in what this name represents. In the Zohar, it's before that it's a very high darg of a name. In certain musag, and we don't understand in this, it's maybe even more than the Shem Havaya. We have to understand what that means. It's never mentioned anywhere else in the Tanakh except for over here. This is the one place where it's mentioned three times. It's not found anywhere else. The Rashbam, in his Pirush al HaTorah, wants to be Megal of this Indian that it's such a soydistic name. So he writes, if you look at the Chumash, but he says he doesn't want to tell you it, so he says it in Atbash. If you look at the Rashbam, there's like four lines of Atbash. That's what it says there. He's explaining that the Shem of Eya is like very, very high level. Ayin Shom. You have to crack the code. It's written in Atbash. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says he's going to write it in Atbash.
He does write it in Atbash. I'm telling you, I de-Atbashed it. That's what it says. I don't know what the Eizvahadah did. The Megala Mukis says something interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu was having a shakal v'tari here by the snare. And part of it is he's saying, I don't want to be the one sent. Maybe send Aaron. Aaron's older. Send Aaron. The Megala Mukis explains that the Bechin of Moshe and Aaron, Moshe is more like Shammai, Midas Adin, and Aaron is more like Hillel, Midas Chesed, Varachman. And he says, that's the shakal v'tari. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to send you with Midas Hadin. Eye is Rosh HaTevis, Yikoyv Hadin Es Hahar. That's the Gemara says in Sanhedrin also, Yikoyv Hadin Es Hahar. And that's what Hashem is saying, I want you to go with this Midah of Yikoyv Hadin Es Hahar. And like we said, Eye, Kaful Eye is Emes, that's the Spitz Emes. And then it will be an ultimate Geula. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, no, I think it's better to send Aaron. And Hashem says back, boy, Aaron, because he's a Bechin of Hillel? No problem. Hu Yeh L'chol L'peh. Rosh HaTevis Hillel. Va'omuli Mashmoy. Rosh HaTevis Sholem, which is the Midah of Hillel. Hashem is telling Moshe, don't worry, we'll also do that. But Moshe Rabbeinu says back, Lo ish dvarim anoichi, Soif HaTevis Shammai. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I can't do it alone. I need a tziruf that the Geula should come, Taka, Aaron, and Moshe tzazamen. He has a whole arichas on that. Now, another factor that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu here, by the sneh still, it's a whole sugya. Lech Shuv Mitzrayim. No, this is already after this name. And Hashem is telling him, Ki Meisu Kol HaAnoshim HaMavakshem Es Nafshecha. You can go down. Don't worry. It's Pekuach Nefesh. There are people that are after you to kill you. Don't worry. Those people die. Who are those people? Chazal teach us that it's going on Dosan Vaviram, and they actually didn't die. But Chazal learned that from here that there's a Yisoy that there are Arba Chashuvim Kemeis. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Samach Dal, also in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, Arba Chashuvim Kemeis, Suma, Omitzoira, Misha'en Leibonim, and an Oni. And what Hashem was telling them is, don't worry, Kimesu, and that he became an Oni. Now it's interesting, there's a Shema Diyak. How do we know? Maybe they taka died. So the Rishonim say it can't be because it's Dosan Vavirim. Whenever it says Nitzim Nitzavim, it means Dosan Vavirim, and they sort of show up later on the scene. They're still around. Not in Trias Amesim, what?
Oh,
so I'm explaining, don't they? Yeah, he still wants to go. So, Din is Nishkanuk, Din. Kimesu Kolo Anoshim is a fascinating deal. Kimesu Kolo Anoshim HaMevakshim Es Nafshecha. What do you mean HaMevakshim? If they're dead, so it's Kimesu Kolo Anoshim Asher Bikshu Es Nafshecha. HaMevakshim is that they're still alive. Doch, they're still alive. So they're still alive, but it's HaMevakshim. So the Shaila is, how is a din of Chashuv and Kimesu going to help? You know, it's Kim Moisai, but it's Luchish Aladim Kim Moisai, but it's Nishkanuk. Where's the Moisai? But it's even more than that. The Rishayim asked around in the door and Tyson of Idazora, who said Dosan and Aviram became an Oni? Maybe one of the other things happened. Maybe they became a Suma. Maybe they lost their children. Maybe Mitzayra. So the Ran says, no, it can't be because everyone got Refuah. No, the Ran says it can't be because later on it says, Ha'ene Anoshim Tanaka, they see they're not blind. But Varan's the Ran, maybe they got a Refuah by Matan Toira. It says, no, it came back by Cheta Egel. Shine. Aber Tyson of Idazora says a different shot. And the Emes, it's Mukhrach like that. You know, the Gemara brings a makar for all these four. How do you know it's a mace? Suma, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Eicha. B'mach shachakim heshivani kimeisi oylem. O mitzoyer is, because there's a pasuk, al not tehi kameis. Ein leibonim is, she says, havali bonim v'mayim ein sanayi. Yeah, and Oni, where's the makar in Chazal that an Oni is chashat kameis? Yours truly, from Dosan and Aviram over here. Kimeis o kolo anosh. Hello? If you have the option of saying that maybe Dasan Aviram is one of the other three issues happened to them, so then don't make Arba Chashuvim Kemeis. Say Shloisha Chashuvim Kemeis, and don't say that an Ani is Chashuvim Kemeis, and the circle doesn't start. So Taisus explains in Avodah Zarah a different pshat. It's all about the money. See, because if they're a Metzoyra and a Suma and Eloi Bonin, what, so then they can't attack Moshe Rabbeinu? They'll pay someone else to do it. Or if they don't have money, so that's the answer to your question. That's how Chazal knew you need to have it all is running about the money. That's the pshat in Kimeisu Kol Anoshim. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu Taka says to his Shver Yisroi that he has to go, they got to go to Mitzrayim. Now, it's a machlokish mishanim, but what's going on? Suddenly, in the middle of the derech, Tzipora is there, and comes, it's a machlokish tanoim in the Sugi Nedarim, the Flamen Aleph, either the Satan, or a Malachi Chavola, or some sort of Koyach Ruchni, maybe some say it's Malach Gabriel. There's different shatim what it was, but it came to attack. But who did it attack? Some say it attacked Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, but the Gemara brings up Shimon Gamliel says, no, it attacked the Tinoi. Chasan Domim Atali, it attacked the Tinoi. Either way, it swallowed him up from the head down to halfway, and from the foot also up halfway. Which made it quite clear to Tzipora that the issue over here is about the Bris Milah. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's attacked, so he can't take care of things. He's right now out. But if it's the Tinoi, so why is Tzipora getting involved, not Moshe? So the emphasis Rabbeinu Bechai is Mavur, Rabbeinu Chanan also in the Gemara, in Shabbos, it's Mavur. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. They're separated already. Moshe Rabbeinu went one way, Tzipora is bringing the kids a separate direction. Moshe Rabbeinu was not there on the scene. She's there with the kids alone. If it's Moshe Rabbeinu, then obviously no, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. But either way, Tzipora comes to the realization that it's Alstom Milo, so she's Taka Mal the Tinoi. Which is interesting, because the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrashel, the Gemara says. Why? Because he's Baba Derech, it's a Sakona. Aber he shouldn't have been this Asik Bamolim Chila, and therefore this Taka Tain on him. Fret the Marsha and Fret the Mefarsha Mizrahi, where he asked others, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mal the Tina because it was Pekuach Nefesh because of Sakona Sadrachim. Why is that a heter? The whole concept of Pekuach Nefesh and Vachaybehem is only after Mount Torah because it says Vachaybehem. We don't have that yet. So why Taka wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu Chayev? Yeah, but a Ben Noyach is Mitzvah even Kedei Mesiris Nefesh. And this was a Tzivim Mefurish. Mila was a Tzivim Mefurish. So there's a pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he's not Mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh because a few minutes ago he was told Kimeisu Kolo Anoshem HaMavachim Es Nafshecha. And if not, is Vos. Go anyways, be Mesiris Nefesh. From there he learned out that you're not Mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh.
Why do you listen to Aaron, not to bring them
in? Yeah, okay, you have to work out the details of how this works. Now, Batikach Tzipora Tzoyer, Batipris says, Arlas Benal, the Gemara asks, and Avoy Dezorah Daf Chav Zayin, that we learn out that Elchayra, a woman is not kosher to do Milo, and I would say, what was it? It wasn't so kosher why Tzipora was able to do the Milo. The Gemara talks about it over there. There's different Shatim, but it's interesting that the Medrash says, it says over here that Avram Avinu took a tsoyer. We have Mila in a few places. We have Mila Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu. We have Yitzchak. We have Tzipora over here that was Mal, her son. And then Yehoshua we have twice because it says, by the lashon of Yeshua, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asei Lecho Charvois Tzurim. And that's with both hands, it says that Yeshua was Mal. So that's five stones. The Medrash brings that when David HaMelech killed Goliath with his slingshot, he took five stones. The Medrash says it's those five stones, the Avonim. Goliath was the Pelishti Orel, the ultimate Orel. He was the ultimate Orel. And David HaMelech takes the Chamisha Avonim. The Chamisha Avonim, you know it's Chamisha Avonim. He takes the Chamisha Avonim from Avram, Yitzchak, Tzipora, and the two of Yeshua. And he throws it to Goliath's helmet, and Goliath's helmet shouldn't have been nichna to those five avonim, but it was. And that's why Ad HaYoim, we're knowing, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Milah, that you can be mal with a stone. Right? Bakoil malim. Same way it says, Bakoil sheikh, Bakoil malim. Afilu b'tzur, b'schuchis, u'b'chol dover akoiris. But lechatchila, you're supposed to do it with barzel, with a sakin. After the Gemara says in Shabbos, Karsten ate us lasis pachanim lasis barzel. You're allowed to take an axe to chop wood to make a fire to prepare the barzel. Hello, you already have a stone. That's what you're chopping the wood with. No, but you want to do it with bat, right? The going brings the right. The bir agra afanor. The bir agra and simin reish samagdal. But the pshat is because barzel is mitzvah men amufchor. The medrash says the reason it's mitzvah men amufchor is because the barzel was nichna to the chamesh avonim of David, and the whole concept of mila is that in you know being nichna. And that's why there's an union of using the barzel, but that's what those chamisha avonim was. Anyways, that nears the end of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu Taka gets sent, and he talks to Paroi, and it looks, you know, it gets darker first before it gets light. It's causing tzaras. They even came to complain, right? Until now, at least he was giving us Tevin, and now he's saying, Loisei Sifon, Loisei Tevin. There's a pshat, it says Loisei Sifon, it says it with an aleph. Loisei Sifon, there's an extra aleph there. The Medrash says it was a lashon of Asifa. The Yidden used to have Shabbos. It was Shabbos Ischaskas. Even though it's before Matan Torah, but on the Avodas Parakim Mitzrayim, they would have once a week, once every 7 days, a Yom Asifa. There would be an Asifa, they would be Mischazik, they would get Chizik for the next week. And now, Paro is Betz and telling them, I'm not even giving you Tevin, and that's your extra workload, because Loi Soi Sifon, you won't have time now with that Asifa. He was shepherding with that Shabbos. Loi Soi Sifon, because he's not even giving them Tevin. But that's Betzim another, according to the Medrash, what kept the Yidden through in the Tunkel of the Ghost. Good, okay, we're going to be in suspense till next week. Story continues.